You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Not the least, however, they are the Ototahi Darlings. There's a Tuesday. We're talking about their new debut album, Blush. Morena, folks, how are we doing?
Morena, how's it going?
Good, that's beautiful to hear. You're in Auckland. What brings you to the metropolis of Aotearoa?
Sky Tower. we're just all wanting to hang out together, and our distributors up here, and they're kindly having us at their venue tonight to play a couple of wee songs and just celebrate the release with lots of people up here who have helped out. So yeah, just cruising.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds like a real nice time. I've never actually been to the Sky Tower. Is that on your itinerary? Are you actually going to the Sky Tower?
We should.
Yeah. I think one of us should jump off.
I think many.
Lily should jump off the Sky Tower tonight.
How much does it cost?
It's free. It's free.
Wish it was.
That's awesome. I want to quickly touch on your age, because, I mean, I remember when I was in university, you're playing in Dunedin a few times, and now you've got your debut album. How does it feel to have, like, you know, a massive body of work like that out in the world now?
Yeah, pretty unreal. We're so stoked, and it's been quite a long time in the making, probably, like, written and recorded over 3, maybe a little bit more years, so been through a lot of different seasons in that time, and it just feels really good to finally have it out.
Mm-hmm. Peaks and troughs, highs and lows.
Yeah, those ones.
That's awesome. And the album cover itself is a really quite kind of a funny image, really. It's an image of a dog sleeping in front of a wall with a mural of a tiger running above it. You know, where was this taken, and how do you think it reflects some of the album's themes of, I guess, like self-realization and maturing?
That's cool. I actually hadn't thought about it in that way, more profound way yet, but I feel like there's a lot of ways you could. But it was just taken in Mexico, in this little town called San Jose del Pacifico, which is just this like town at the top of the mountains, and it's a pretty incredible little zone, like one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. And you sort of go on like big walks and then walk back down, and you walk like through the clouds.
Oh my God.
Super magical.
That's fantastic.
It's so fantastic and kind of cold. I went to Mexico last year on a little trip and spent a lot of time like so uncomfortably hot, but this town was actually kind of cold, which was so nice, and we were drinking like huge hot chocolates and stuff like that.
Man.
It was pretty unreal.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, you go. Oh, no.
Just walked down the hill one day and yeah, just saw that dog like perfectly parked up underneath that tiger and thought it was like the coolest little image.
Yeah, it's kinda a cracker.
Looks, yeah.
Oh, what'd you say, sorry, Nat?
It kind of looks like he's dreaming of being a tiger.
That's what I was going to say, right? That's his dream that he can never fully become, because obviously he's a dog, but it's beautiful to dream and you got to have goals.
maybe that's where the whole theme of self-realization comes in.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll wake up and glance back at that tiger and go, man, that's me.
That's me.
That's really nice thought. Obviously, the opener here, Billy, is a no-brainer. Great idea for kicking off the album. And there's a really awesome 30-second transition between Margo and Water Baby. So I want to congratulate you on making this thing really flow in the first third. You know, was this kind of concept-y thing something you'd been wanting to do for a while?
I think all the songs have been written over, as Minnie said, like 3+ years, and so many more were written too. So we kind of selected all the ones that kind of felt like they were in the same storybook or something. And then, yeah, that interlude was really, really cool because it was kind of created on accident. We were just like playing, and then we realized that Margo and Water Baby were in the same key. And if we just held the synth a little longer, it would kind of transition nicely into the next song. And then we just added a couple layers, spent like half an hour on it, and then we're just like, boom, done, let's just leave that. And it actually ended up working out perfectly, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Margo, it was on our top 11 for quite some time, and I believe it just departed, but it was on there for like, I don't know, 7 or something weeks, and there's a reason why. It's a beautiful song, and it's a very heartbreaking song about being with someone who from what I could gather from the lyrics, mistakes you for your ex, for their ex constantly, which, you know, insinuates that they don't really want to be with you, which is quite brutal. And there's a really good line there. Tell me about her because you know her better than I know myself, which is so sad. Did this relationship lead to you getting to know yourself a bit more, Nat?
Yeah, I feel like it was more about, like, I feel like the song was kind of more about, like, self, like, it's actually a song about, like, being queer and, like, closeted and, like, coming to terms with that and, like, putting on some sort of, like, front that isn't you, and Margot being this kind of alter ego, but it could also definitely be taken that way. That's a cool way to look at it.
Yeah, well, I feel like a fool. No. Hey, that's the beauty about art. We can interpret it all in our own ways. But I didn't know that was the case. But that's even more cerebral than what I was thinking. That's beautiful. I love how on the track London and Leaving, there's an extended melody, and then the vocals start to kind of pitch glitch, which is really, really fascinating. I've never heard it done that way before. Is this the invisible hand of the market that is Will McGillivray coming through?
Handy pay it is, yeah.
Wizard.
Yeah. Hell yeah. What kind of... Oh, what, sorry?
It was kind of just like a really long note, and then he started like chopping it up,
yeah.
And it sounded super cool. And we're like, "Yeah, that's awesome!"
Yeah,
I've heard it in some like Bon Iver stuff as well before.
Yes, I was thinking, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. He's quite influenced by old Bon Iver. You know, what kind of influence do you think Will has had on your music making? Now that you can kind of, you know, sit back and see bird's eye view the whole album, you know, what influence has he had on the project?
I think, especially in the studio, when we come down with a song, we've written it in the garage where we practice, and it's quite raw. He looks at it from like a different perspective, and he also has his own style, which is really sick. Mm-hmm. Like listening to his music, Goodwill, you can sort of see little things that we share from his ideas and his encouragement of which direction we should go. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything he adds is like amazing. Like this album has his name all over it. So sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a fantastic, lovely guy, and very easy to talk to as well. He's super chill. Nat, on the track "The City," you say that you want to go to New York, a city where you can eat a pretzel as big as your face. I want to know from each of you what kind of food would you want to try from New York?
Maybe a big hot dog or something.
Hot dog.
Or Costco hot dog, or going to like a ball game and like having one of the
peanuts
and one of those big gloves.
Try to get the dollar slice.
Yeah.
Find some nice big old wide pepperoni.
Yeah, can for pizza slice.
Bud Light, maybe a couple of those.
That's a food.
Yeah. Alongside my dollar slice.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
Mm-hmm. That's a good selection of answers there. I like the idea of going to a ball game with the big foam fingers. They're very American, aren't they?
Yeah, big time,
eh? It's your face or something.
Yeah. Or go to the toilet and forget you've got it on. Then what do you do then? Oh my goodness. I wanted to touch on the themes of the city for a moment. I mean, I might have it wrong like I did before with Margot. You know, to me it read as an ode to a past love who you maybe felt you could live anywhere with. But what did the city teach you, Nat?
Yeah, I think it's just a song about, you know, falling in love with someone, and that even like the most mundane kind of things are always just a heap of fun, and it's just like a really special relationship that's like nothing else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a question for all of you, I guess. You know, what is the like your favorite aspect of kind of the beauty of the mundanity of relationships?
I think just like settling into comfort within relationships. Like, we all have like lives to kind of live, and while there's so much sort of active time, those passive moments of relationships, or just like time spent passively, I think becomes a whole lot more special when you can just sort of coexist alongside someone. So, I mean, the mundane things, you know, doing the tasks that you'd do otherwise, but they become less mundane because someone's there, you know, doing the laundry, clearing out the dishwasher,
the admin of life,
folding clothes, the admin, the stuff that you know would otherwise be mundane, but is kind of, you know, savored by the fact that you're doing those tasks alongside it. I think it was like that movie Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Totally.
Other life, I would love just doing laundry with you or something like
laundry
that.
Laundry and taxes, yeah.
Yeah, laundry and taxes. Yeah, there's something special about those kind of things when you have the right person by you.
Well, I think that's the best answer I'm going to get out of any of you, so I'm going to cut that question there. That was so lovely. That was so, so lovely. We are running out of time a little bit here on the one. I have one more question. You had to scratch the Aughty Porty stop on your tour. Will you be coming to Aughty Porty sometime in 2025? We don't take it personally, but we would like to see you.
We're so keen. We love Aughty Porty, and it's such a beautiful little zone, and it just didn't work this time. But 2025, 100p, we're down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in 2025, yeah. We'll be there later this year. Yeah, we'll be there this year. Okay. In the coming month.
We can quote that. We can have that. We can quote it. We can clip it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll hold you to that. Thank you all for coming on the program and chatting the shit. It was great chatting with you.
Thanks for having us.
See you later.
Of course. Take care. Folks, that was There's a Tuesday. We're talking about their new album, Blush, which is out right now. Highly recommend you give it a geez. We're going to play The City from that new album by There's a Tuesday. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.